You're listening to Zargates Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargates. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome back to Zargates Pulse, episode 11. I'm your host, Duncan Scott. Today is Friday the 13th of September. Friday the 13th, a day that is, for some people, unlucky. It is seen in many cultures, but not if you are here with us in Zargates, because we've got another great show for you today. I am going to be breaking down the key aspects from yesterday's AMA sessions. We've got a small but mighty update last night, happened overnight, especially in relation to Hammer. I'm going to get into all of that. Sharing economy, Hypercity, bit of clarification about some of the tokenomics stuff. Better get started. And we're going to do it, as we always do on this show, with our community question of the week.
Community question of the week.
So this week's question comes from Champazique, and it's a follow-on from some of the details I laid out in the AMA yesterday. But before we get into it, I do just want to give another shout out to Champazique, because they in the community are so active and actually do me a real favor every week, because Champazique very kindly translates each and every one of my podcasts into a written transcript in Russian for our Russian community. So if you are Russian, or you speak Russian, or you're more fluent in Russian and you struggle with the audio version of this podcast, then after each episode, Champazique kindly makes a Russian transcript for me, and I repost it on my X account every time. So this week's episode will be no different. So just head over to my account at hashd, H-A-S-H-D, if you would like to read the transcript of this or any of the episodes that we've done so far. So the question from Champazique off the back of the AMA is, I'm very interested in buying shares of buildings. How many shares will there be for each building? Will there be the price in gold and diamonds? What will be the limits per person per day or per lifetime? And will there be any benefits for battle pass owners? Now, I'm not actually going to answer this question right now, because if you weren't at the AMA, or perhaps this is your first podcast or you're brand new, this whole topic around Hypercity in the store might be alien to you. So I need to give it some context before I dive into this question. So I am going to answer it, but I'm going to answer it in the news section next, after I've kind of taken a little step back and done a little bit more introductory work behind Hypercity for everyone. So before we dive all into that, do remember to keep sending in your questions to me over on X. Remember, 50 diamonds if I feature your question on the show. This week's hashtag to use is PulseLove, P-U-L-S-E-L-O-V-E. So send those in throughout the week. I will check them all before the podcast, and hopefully I'll be featuring your question on the show and sending diamonds straight into your account. Right, got a lot to talk about now, seeing as I haven't even answered the question yet. So let's crack on with the news.
Latest news and updates from Zargates.
So I think I've left you waiting long enough. Let's get into more of the specifics about Hypercity, building on what we touched upon in last week's episode and, of course, the AMA from yesterday. So Hypercity really forms kind of part of our sharing economy model. As I mentioned in the AMA, our sharing economy model is really the underpinning of what we stand for here, and that is to be a platform and be an ecosystem that shares the rewards amongst not just team members and investors, but the community and the games and the gaming studios that support us. You will know that from some of the things that are already in place. Through our white paper, we have things like our proof of play time model, our gaming activity reward system. We've got our NFTs that you will be able to level up, add experience to, add staking to, bundle things up, sell them in the marketplace, sell them to other players, our family tree mechanisms, the DAO system that we will have, everything that we set up, the token distribution, the daily mining, everything really forms and is underpinned by that sharing economy model. And HyperCity is one of those elements where you will be the owners of the city, and therefore anything that happens within our virtual world, you will have the opportunity to not only interact with, be a customer of, use for your games and enjoy, but also as owners have a revenue share and earn money from the activity that happens within the city. Within the city, there's going to be a number of kind of buildings, as you would imagine. And the first step of HyperCity is we're going to be building a store and a marketplace. But of course, like any city, at the moment, we just have some earth and an open space. We need to build the buildings. And we're giving you the chance to help us build the store and build the marketplace. And what I mean by that is that we will be releasing shares in the store and shares in the marketplace. So as we build it, you will become a part owner of those buildings. And by being a part owner, any transaction that goes through the store when it's open or any transaction that goes through the marketplace, you will receive a commission based on the number of shares that you own. What's really cool about it is that because it's an in-game feature, you know, it's an in-game fundraise, we are effectively, you are buying shares in the game to be able to be an owner of it. We're only using in-game currency. So you will be able to buy shares for coins, giving you another use case for the coins that you've been earning through the quests and the games. So at the moment, you can obviously buy tickets, but that will only go up to our TGE and the end of season 5, the token allocation tickets. But HyperCity and the ability for you to buy shares in buildings in HyperCity is going to extend long beyond our TGE. So a use case and a value for the coins well into the future. So you're going to buy shares in the store and the marketplace, and we are planning on kicking this off this month. And we plan on completing both the store and the marketplace ahead of our TGE. And I'll touch upon that a little bit more when we talk about tokenomics. So this kind of now gets into Champaniska's question about how many shares and the ownership structure of it. I am glad this came in because I wasn't sure if I was allowed to release this information. So I'm glad it didn't come up in the AMA yesterday. Otherwise, I might have said something that I shouldn't have said or wouldn't have been allowed to answer it. So take these answers with a pinch of salt, in the sense that the numbers may slightly change, but this will give you a rough idea of the thinking behind what we're doing. And I'll just give you an example for the store, because the store will come first and the marketplace will come second. So I'll give you some more information about the marketplace a little bit nearer the time. For the store, and again, rough numbers at the moment, thinking that there will be 150,000 shares for you to purchase, and each share will cost 250,000 coins. So not a huge amount of coins in the grand scheme of things in terms of how many coins you can earn each day with boosters and trophy road quests and the hammer and all that other stuff. We want to make it fairly accessible for everybody to be able to purchase shares every day. There'll also be some bonus shares for people on the leaderboard, and I'll again get into that a little bit closer to the time. Roughly 150,000 shares for 250,000 coins, and there will be a daily limit of 5 for each user. But to keep it fair, there's going to be each day a random spinner for you for how many shares that you will be able to buy. Spinner will be between 1 and 5, so you will go and spin the spinner, roll the dice, and you might get number 1, you might get 2, you might get 3, 4, or 5, and they will be the number of shares that you are able to buy for that day. don't have to buy them. If you roll a 5 and you only want to buy one share, that's fine. You can just buy one share. You don't have to buy any. But if you do buy the maximum from your roll, you will get the opportunity to do further rolls for Telegram stars. So if you roll a 3 and buy 3, it'll give you the opportunity to roll again for Telegram stars. So that's kind of the mechanism. There's no preferential tiers for people on Epic or Legendary Trophy Row. This is completely separate from that. So it's fair for the whole community. Right, so that's kind of the start of Hyper City and the mechanism for the store. Of course, this is kind of just phase one of it. There's going to be a lot more buildings. We're going to add buildings for staking. We're going to add a building for liquidity pools and other DeFi instruments. That's all in the next phase. Of course, we've got the apartments that are going to be within the city. And this should all start kicking off, as I said, this month. And as soon as we have completed the store, we're going to open it straight away. As soon as we completed the marketplace, we're going to open it straight away. And the reason for that is linked to my second kind of major update around tokenomics, which is we're going to allow you, and we want you to be able to open your tickets, your token allocation tickets, ahead of our TGE. We've always said that you're going to get tokens at the TGE, but we want you to be able to have your tokens before this. So this gives you an opportunity to have them, know what the value is, to know what it is in advance. And also, once we've completed the marketplace, if you want, you can trade your tokens on the marketplace. So ahead of time, you can start monetizing your assets and start monetizing all the work that you've been doing ever since season one by opening your tickets, keeping your tokens, or putting them in the marketplace for other users to buy. One thing of note, and I still getting questions on, so it's worth clarifying around Magic Dust. I had a question from it yesterday in the AMA. Magic Dust essentially is the object, the consumable item that will turn your soulbound items into a tradable NFT. So your artifacts, everything that you've been accumulating at the moment, tickets, tokens, artifact boxes, rewards, the artifacts themselves, Pinky, the hammer, you name it, are all soulbound to you and to your account. By using Magic Dust, you'll be able to convert those into an NFT. And as an NFT, you'll be able to supply them on the marketplace for other users to be able to buy off you. Same for coins, same for everything. The only way to get Magic Dust at this stage is via the Epic and Legendary Trophy Road. So if you want to be able to participate in the marketplace ahead of TGE, then do upgrade to one of those roads if you haven't already. But there obviously will be other ways to get Magic Dust in the future, whether it's going to be listed on the store or whether it's going to be a reward for certain things. We're not quite sure on all the different mechanisms at the moment, but there will be other ways for you to get your hands on Magic Dust in the future. But the priority will be for the people on the trophy roads to be able to get their stuff in the marketplace ahead of TGE. Right, in terms of TGE, still planning Q4 for this year, November-ish time, again, depending on market conditions. Still kind of in the final stages of kind of discussing with various sectors and DEXs around where we want the token to be listed and launched. So watch this space for that, but that is still the plan for Q4 this year. Now, before we move on, one thing I must tell you about is the small but mighty update that we had overnight in the app. First thing is around kind of performance issues and bug fixes. Came up a little bit in the AMA yesterday around the endless siege lagging and also quests not fulfilling from Amakin, Westland, and Warface Go. These have already been improved upon by the dev team in this update. So we've tweaked some things in the back end We've taken out some kind of analytics and metrics side of things to improve the performance. And the team have also done a little workaround for the quests. So those should already be improved. And there's going to be a larger fix coming specifically for the quests in the coming weeks. So thank you for the feedback from that. And very happy to be able to say that we've been able to do that very quickly for you. Secondly, the mighty part of it is the addition of new functionality for the hammer artifact in Endless Siege. This has always given you extra tries per day to be able to get more and more coins. But of course, with it being the same map, we got some feedback that this was, of course, obviously very time consuming. But by the time you've done that map a couple of times, got a little bit boring throughout the day. So we've added a new functionality for the hammer that is going to multiply your score. So you will have the chance, after, for example, you've played Endless Siege once, you will have the chance to take your pick with your hammer between either having another go or multiplying your score that you just got from your first try. The number of multiplications that you get will depend on whether you have the common, the epic, or the legendary hammer, but it will give you that option at the end of the game. Already got some great feedback about that today, which is lovely to see. And I know somebody came up with the idea yesterday in the AMA as well. So though it was already in the works, it was lovely to hear that it was something that the community wanted and we've been able to deliver it for you. I myself have already taken advantage of it because I've got a busy schedule today. So I got my round in early this morning, multiplied it up by 4 for having the legendary hammer and walked away with a load of coins that I'm going to utilize between tickets and saving up for shares for the store and the marketplace.
What is coming up soon?
Regular listeners to this show are going to have heard me talk about world shards a few times, and it should have been something, if you listen to the podcast, that I promised weeks ago, but we and them have been working on a new type of integration to make it a little bit more seamless in terms of you being able to get into and access the game and the quests and a more seamless journey. So it's taken a little bit more time, but very happy to say that we are going to be launching with World Shards next week. Very much looking forward to that. And it's another landmark day because it is a new type of game. We've had some landmarks already with the games that we've taken on board, because Westlands was a landmark day because it was the second title from the same studio. So it was lovely to get their trust. Warface Go was then another landmark in a different way because it was our first kind of a AAA rated top tier game with tens of millions of downloads. And World Shards is another landmark for two reasons, because it is our first desktop game. So if you love being on your PC or your laptop and gaming through there, then this will be a game for you, specifically for desktop, which is a first for us. And it's also our first Web3 specific game. This has an existing community in the Web3 space. Within World Shards, you're able to earn NFTs through your gameplay. You can pick some up on your journey throughout the game to own, and you can also earn tokens as well. So as well as your Zargates rewards, you'll be able to get additional Web3 rewards, which is always a good thing. And it's a great project for us to be involved with, because we hope to be able to attract and be able to communicate to and talk to the existing World Shards community. They are Web3 users, and this for them gives them even more rewards. They will be able to, as World Shards players, be able to simply log into World Shards through Zargates and continue to enjoy the game that they already love, but with the addition of being part of our ecosystem. Great to have them on board. That is next week. We've got a lot of material coming up with them around the launch. So going to be a very busy week next week. Right. I have taken up too much of your time already. I know you've got plenty to do, plenty to get involved with the games. Do keep coming and finding me over on X with all your questions. I do answer and comment back to everyone that I get, and I love speaking to you all. So keep active. I'm over at #D. Keep integrating with the community and the new users. You're doing such a great job for us, and we continue to move forward with HyperCity, TGE, new games. It all continues to come. So look forward to seeing you this time next week.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.